Oh, there you are. There's my lucky human. I bring you good news, sweet mortal. For tonight is your lucky night. I am known by many names, but most people just call me Emma, the Mother Superior. I am the very first succubus, and have reigned as their queen since before the stars lit the sky. I've been quenching desires for a thousand lifetimes. Whatever you imagine, I can make it happen. You like what you see? I'd be a little offended if you didn't. You're gawking, my darling. That's okay. Look all you want. Ah, I can see the glint in your eyes. That mischievous little twinkle. I've seen it a thousand times. You're aching for it, aren't you? You want a wild night of passion and lovemaking. Isn't that right? At least, you think that's what you want. All mortals have this weakness. Your eyes betray you. Humans are like open books, and their eyes hold all the pages. But your eyes look hurt. They look wounded, my darling. I'm afraid I could tell the moment I saw you. They're tired. A tiredness that sleep can't fix. Have you been crying? Yeah? It's okay, honey. I could tell. No, sweetie. I'm not making fun of you. You haven't got to tell me what's wrong. I understand. It could even hurt to say it. Your spirit feels so weak. Like it's been crushed under the weight of the world. What should be a great, roaring flame is now just dying embers. A little bit of lovemaking isn't going to fix that. It'll just be a tiny spark of happiness that'll quickly die away. Tonight, if you don't mind, I would like to take care of you. I think that would really help. Is that okay, sweetheart? I know we succubi have a certain reputation, but in the same way you humans have dirty secrets, we have sweet ones. Every succubi in my realm hides a little wholesome habit they don't want anyone to know about. So that is my sweet secret, darling human. I love to care for people. How would you like to get some pampering? You like that? Wonderful. I think you will. Come on, sweetheart. Come to me. That's it. Just fall into my arms. That's it. No, of course you're not too heavy for me. I'm made of sterner stuff than that. Shall I play with your hair? Of course I will, honey. I bet my bosom feels nice and soft, doesn't it? You were looking a lot earlier. So, How does it feel? That's it, sweetheart. Rest your head here. Snuggle into me. One moment. Now, how does that blanket feel? Nice and warm, I bet. Perfect. How about my hands on your back? How do they feel? Shall I draw little circles? I'm so glad you're feeling comfortable, my darling. I'm so sorry, honey. Why? Tsukiba, I feel everything strongly. Far stronger than even most demons do. Over the centuries, I have honed my instincts to be sharper than any other. When I touch your back, I can feel the pain inside you. I feel it so strongly. Your soul feels knotted and scarred. It makes me feel hurt for you, darling. Beneath that pain, though, I feel such love inside you, warmer than any fire. You don't deserve to hurt this way. Every part of me wants to take care of you, to wrap you up in my wings and shield you from the world. For this little moment between us, can I do that for you? Thank you. It's my honor. Am I going to tell you a bedtime story? Don't get sarcastic with me, young one. That's right, you humans have those. I've lived for a little while, so perhaps I could give it a try. It may not be as rosy and charming as the bedtime stories you're used to. As I said before, I am the very first succubus. The first demons didn't appear in a puff of smoke, you know. Once, they weren't demons at all. They were angels. Before the first stars, before planets or galaxies, there we were. Troublemakers, they called us. The ones that couldn't be trusted. One day, though, we made our last mistake. That was it. And we were all thrown, kicking and screaming out of heaven. No matter how hard we fought back, all of us fell. I was there. I watched my great white wings turn black. The horns came next, and then the tail. It felt like years before we hit the bottom. The dark pit, it was called. A place where even light doesn't dare to enter. Then up we came, on wings as black as midnight. We flew back to the heaven, angry, bitter, and ashamed, convinced that we were right. We had revenge in our hearts, with all our savage weapons ready. There I was, beside the great dragon as we laid waste to heaven. I roared with laughter, cutting down angels on a horse made of bones. Words like wicked and cruel were redefined because of us. In the end, of course, we eventually lost. Perhaps that was a good thing. I was different then. I was harsh, raw, and unchained. I was thirsty for blood and revenge. We all were. Since then, only some of us have realized that all that murder, it was pointless. After all this time, there's still some angel left in me. It's fallen, but it's still there. Did you enjoy that story? It had been a while since I told that. It's not many days where I get the opportunity to just lay in bed with someone and tell them a little story. Are you enjoying laying here on me? I'm glad. I'm glad that made you feel a little better. You behaved very well. Did a very good job there. Calming down and letting me comfort you. I can sense your heart being much more steady right now. Warmer, even. Excuse me. I need to hold back some riches, but I'll try my best. What do you mean? Huh? You're saying I shouldn't hold back? I thought that's not what you wanted me here for. Well, it's still up to you. I'm here at your service, whatever that service may be. Tell me what you want. Look at me. Tell me what you want from me. I see. I knew what I was getting into. I just like a little foreplay, don't you think? I've been sensing that emotion building up in you ever since I laid your head on my boobs. You all are just the same. I know exactly how to deal with one like you. Do you like my boobs? I made them very big for you. I know what you like, you know. I made them that way so they could satisfy you. You know, you can't stop staring at them. They're not gonna buy it to you. Touch one. Grab them however you want. Tonight, they're all yours, and I am all yours. I can already feel a little bulge forming down there. I can feel it on my thigh. You're so easy. Well, do you want me to take care of that too? It'll be a pleasure for me. That's what I do best. Little shy guys like you, you're all so easy to satisfy. Come, lay on your back. good boy. Let's see this little thing. Look at it, it's so cute. Wow. So cute and adorable. All for me tonight. I'm gonna have so much fun with you. I know what you want from me. But you're gonna have to try a little harder, you know. I am not that easy of a demon. I want you to beg for it. I know exactly what you want. You're gonna have to work a little hard for me to give it to you. Beg for me, baby. What do you want? Tell me. Is that the best you can do? Come on, I'm sure you can beg a little more. You don't sound like you want it that bad. How much do you want it? Do you want it right now? So urgent, you can't hold it back anymore? I can tell you're liking this view of me above you, with my boobs out. You like what you're seeing, huh? I can make you feel so much better than that. Come here. Be a good boy for me, okay? Be a good boy for me. Good boy. You're doing very well. Make mommy feel good, okay? Good boy.